An increase in consumer spending used to be a good thing, not anymore. The Federal Reserve's interest rate increases are designed to slow down spending to control inflation. But the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index for August, rose 6.2% from August of last year. That is 0.2% less than in July, but the core rate rose 0.4% to 4.9%, showing inflation is widespread and isn't limited to just food and fuel. It makes more hefty interest rate increases all the more likely. The consumer mood is a little better than it was at the end of August, but the University of Michigan's sentiment index didn't finish September quite as high as it did in the middle of the month. The 1- and 5-year measures of inflation expectations did tick down slightly. Inflation in Europe is running a lot hotter than the U.S., 10%. That's the new reading from the EU's statistics agency. It's the first double-digit increase on record in Europe. It's driven mostly by fuel prices since Russia deprived it of most of its natural gas. That increase, almost 41% compared to September of last year. The U.S. Education Department's student debt forgiveness program is suddenly not quite as generous as it was. As Brian Shook reports, the qualifications have been narrowed.
Now, federal student loan borrowers whose loans aren't held by the U.S. Education Department won't be able to consolidate and qualify for the program. It's a reversal on what was previously announced that they could consolidate their debts in order to qualify. I'm Brian Shook.
Google is shutting down its Stadia gaming service after nearly 3 years. It just didn't attract enough interest. Bertha Coombs reports.
Gaming companies are facing a slowdown in demand from highs during the pandemic, and inflation is causing some consumers to reduce their spending on entertainment. Google will refund all purchases made through the Google and Stadia stores. Players will still be able to play games through mid-January. I'm Bertha Coombs.
Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.